The new year has only just got started, and we're already bombarded with one political absurdity after another, in rapid-fire succession. Even bands dead set on refraining from commentary on current events, and keeping the lyrics strictly personal, can't help reneging on that New Year's resolution. Starting with Frank Spielke of Die Sterne. Only Jeff Clark, a Canadian transplant to Berlin, has managed to remain totally oblivious to political goings-on, and whisks us off instead into his own wonderfully weird world. Welcome to the February edition of the Popcast, a Goethe Institute and Sundfunk Bayern 2 co-production. Once again, we've sifted through a spate of new releases and hand-picked another five outstanding acts, all made in Germany, to share with you this month. Besides the aforementioned Jeff Clark and Die Sterne, our February lineup features Jizzer, Extra Welt, and Von Wegen Lisbeth. My name is David Ingram, and I'll be presenting the English version of Angie Portman's Popcast. Let's open with Die Sterne and the title track on their new album, Wenn es Liebe ist.
Prüfung nicht bestanden, Arbeit nicht gemacht, Mörder nicht ermittelt, plötzlich laut gedacht. Flug zum Mond gebucht, Steuern nicht bezahlt, alles hingeschmissen, Neuanfang gewagt, Freunde verraten, ein Tier angeschafft, Interesse verloren, aus dem Staub gemacht. Aber wenn es Liebe ist, wenn es Liebe ist, aber wenn es Liebe ist, will ich mal nichts gesagt haben. Will ich mal nichts gesagt haben. Von 10 Meter Brett gesprungen, Salto rückwärts im Stehen, eine Sekte gegründet und Erscheinungen gesehen, auf den Knien gebrettelt, nach Lourdes gereist, erleuchtet worden, mit Prominenten gespeist, den Respekt verloren, eine Tüte aufgemacht, beim Impfzentrum gezündelt und anschließend laut gelacht. Aber wenn es Unsinn ist, wenn es Lüge ist, aber wenn es Wahnsinn ist, will ich mal nichts gesagt haben. Will ich mal nichts gesagt haben. Leute manipuliert, die Nachbarn kontrolliert, in Länder einmarschiert und Gebiete annektiert, Drogen weggeballert und dem Max eine geschallert, in den Panzer eingestiegen, um die Ängste zu besiegen. Aber wenn es scheiße ist, wenn es böse ist, aber wenn es Wahnsinn ist, will ich mal nichts gesagt haben. 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 Ich habe nichts gesagt.
Die Sterne, the band's name means the stars, by the way, have been shining brightly in the firmament of German-language indie pop for over 30 years now. And frontman Frank Spielke has been commenting on current events with ruthless candor for just as long. The band's new album combines riff-rock, psychobilly, new wave, and above all, an irresistible krautrock groove, despite the fact that Spielke's the only original member left in the band. But with Philipp Thielsch and Jan-Philipp Janssen, whom some of you may know from bands like Von Spaar and Urlaub in Poland, Spielke has put together another great rhythm section to back him. And this time around, two of the songs are sung, or spoken, in English by Diane Valdez, a Berlin-based Cuban-American keyboardist who used to play with the indie rockers The Blood Arm. Valdez performs here with an ultra-coolness reminiscent of Chicks on Speed. So there's a lot going on with the band. And as a matter of fact, Frank Spielke did want to change something content-wise this time around, as he told me.
Das Bewusstsein bei diesem Album war eigentlich, dass die politische Situation so unkommentierbar ist.
For this album, we realized that the political situation was so beyond the pale that we really couldn't just stick to the usual template for Die Sterne, which is to focus on our own situation, the social context, make some nitpicking comments about it, and turn that into great songs. But the political situation was such that the absurdities were coming thick and fast, outdoing each other from one turn of events to the next, especially owing to the election of the new American president. But you've just got to admit that it can't be a political or decidedly political album, because everything becomes outdated and irrelevant so fast. So it has to be a personal album, after all. We set out to make it the most personal or the most apolitical album we've ever made in our careers. But according to the first reviews, we totally blew it.
Das unpolitischste Album überhaupt zu machen, das wir je gemacht haben in unserer Karriere, und den ersten Kritiken nach ist uns das aber komplett nicht gelungen.
The title track, Wenn es Liebe ist, or If It's Love, is not a love song. It's about the prevailing social malaise. I asked Frank Spielke, what upset him the most these days?
Hier würde ich zunächst mal widersprechen. Es geht tatsächlich doch um die Liebe als Argument.
First off, I disagree with that contention. It actually is about love, as an argument, a feeling inside that doesn't seem to have any cause, that you don't have to justify, and actually shouldn't justify, as a knockout argument in what isn't necessarily a political debate, but in any debate. So ultimately, to say, yes, well, we bought the little doggy out of love, we couldn't take care of it, we left it at the service area by the motorway. That's what happens. And we simply extrapolated that idea in the song. We just had to invade the neighboring country. There was no other way. Sorry about that. We have the feeling that love was to blame. When that becomes the normal state of a society, then society is truly ailing. Because then there's no basis left on which to negotiate with one another. Because ultimately it's all just purely arbitrary. And I think that's also the point. To answer your second question, that's what upsets me the most. When people don't even make an effort anymore, or figure they don't need to make an effort anymore, to be sincere, to make logical arguments, to use the language of logic, to adhere to the very basics of debate. I'm not even saying political debate, but argumentative debate. Then there's no debate anymore, just the law of the jungle that prevails. And that upsets me, yes.
Es ist einfach das Recht des Stärkeren, das waltet, und das regt mich auf, ja.
That was a number by Die Sterne called Ich nehme das Amt nicht an, or I refuse to take office. In this song, Frank Spielke criticizes the rampant irrationality, the rejection of facts, and, as so often in the past, he manages to put his finger on the present-day malaise. I refuse to take office. Is this a blanket refusal or an admission of being totally overwhelmed? Which can Spielke handle better?
Ich muss sagen, ich stehe so ein bisschen auf Überforderung als Stilmittel.
I have to admit, I'm kind of into overwhelm as a stylistic device in music. I love it when things come thick and fast. Even if it's not a permanent state, it's still something of a drug. The way some political protagonists behave these days, it seems like they're high on drugs. I don't think there's any need for me to comment on that. The song isn't so much about excessive demands, but maybe about coming out and saying, as I was just explaining, okay, I can't do my job of commenting critically on current events the way I always do, because I'm in a situation in which things are happening so fast that it wouldn't make any sense to. It's not a blanket refusal, but I refuse to take up my duties. The point being that the duties of the office to which one has purportedly been elected cannot be fulfilled according to the job description, and that they'll have to come up with something new. That's the song.
Unerfüllbar ist und dass man sich was Neues ausdenken muss. Das ist der Song.
That was Frank Spielke expounding on the song Ich nehme das Amt nicht an, one of many fabulous songs on the new Sterne album Wenn es Liebe ist. Let's segue from Hamburg to Berlin, where Jeff Clark has been living for several years now.
Recall, strange gods, beware if they come. Suddenly, we'll have to run. Beyond all hope, nothing compares to the dust that settles in despair. Recall, strange gods, beware if they come. Should they arrive, we'll have to run from them all, from the sun into the dark, empty space.
Jeff Clark, a Canadian musician who used to play in the garage rock band Demon's Claws and the legendary Black Lips, moved to Berlin a few years ago. In 2023, he released a quiet, very minimalist album called Locust that he'd recorded in the woods there. His new album, Miracle After Miracle After, sounds totally different but equally marvellous. It's 60s-infected lo-fi sound, raw folk with terrific melodies. Jeff Clark writes songs that may be a bit sketchy, but they're utterly catchy, with tuneful refrains you can't get out of your head. He explains how he does it.
It seemed a natural progression to do something more elaborate than the completely minimalistic approach to the Locust album in the forest. But still done quickly and without too much overthinking, it was sort of like a recording version of Painting with Your Fingers. The idea behind the album, or at least the approach to the writing of the songs, was also designed to be done quickly. I would often pretend I was a Southern TV evangelist who opened each show with an inspirational song written each morning before the cameras had begun to roll, leaving each song to be excused as a miracle. Sometimes I wonder if there were records of budget miracles. Simple miracles, like a priest who could turn a bag of raisins into a stalk of rhubarb. I've been a huge believer in miracles ever since I walked across the Spree without using a bridge.
So now we know the origin of this album title too, Miracle After Miracle After. Anyway, the first time I listened to Jeff Clark's album, it immediately put me in mind of the great Berlin garage rock band Chuck-a-Muck. who are often described as the German counterpart to Clark's old band, the Black Lips. And, lo and behold, it turns out both bands are signed to the same label, Brettford Records. Not only that, but Oscar Wald, the singer and songwriter for Chuck-A-Muck and the band Die Verlierer, can also be heard singing backup on Clark's brilliantly spontaneous-sounding album, which Wald also produced. Oscar Wald has been around the block a few times too, and he knows how off the wall it can sound when it's one miracle after another. These two fellas were clearly looking for and found each other. Some time ago, it turns out, as Clark told us.
The collaboration with Oscar came not because of the Black Lips or because of Chuck-A-Muck, as one might think. It was because we have a history together. Back in 2011, we went into business together and purchased a lease of a China Box kiosk takeaway noodle spot. The first weeks were exciting, but soon local enthusiasm for our food died away, as did our profits. Which seemed to decline right after Oscar had begun the practice of cutting corners in regards to the quality of the noodles and the oil being used. He began the practice of substituting bean sprouts with grass he had harvested from the park, in order that he could instead spend the money on tobacco products. Because of this, we had to close the place down, and we both went our separate ways. As I felt Oscar was to blame for the child for the failed China Box noodle takeaway spot, I felt it only fair that he participate free of charge in the vocal production of my album.
That was Jeff Clark talking about Oscar Wald and their first joint project, which, unfortunately, belly flopped within a matter of weeks. Our February podcast is chock-a-block with coping strategies. Frank Spielke of Die Sterne was at first intent on retreating into private life, as he explained to us earlier, but couldn't because he was so outraged by the absurdities piling up in front of our eyes day after day. Jeff Clark, for his part, sounds like he's not of this world anyway, so he doesn't have to deal with the vile reality around him. Our next featured act, on the other hand, the two Hamburg-based producers in Extravelt, are banking on hope. Extrawelt or Extra World. What a grandiose moniker for an electronic duo. Whenever we take exception to the unnerving here and now, we can escape into a wondrous extrawelt, an extra world outside this despicable real one. And that's where Arne Schaffhausen and Vian Raber await us, with a bouquet of colourful tunes. Their debut single, Supertrack, was a club hit 20 years ago, thanks to James Holden, the British artist and DJ who released the track on his label. Extrawelt later ended up at Cocoon, the record label of the legendary DJ Sven Veit. Arne Schaffhausen sings Sven's praises. Sven is definitely a source of inspiration for us, and always has been. Sven Veit has been around for as long as I can remember, or at least for as long as I've been celebrating techno. Whenever he played Hamburg, we'd go and check out some rad new tracks. I remember perfectly the first time I heard James Holden's Break in the Clouds during a Sven Veit set. When I got home in the morning, I didn't know what the track was called or who made it, but I sleuthed around for that one tune and actually found it somewhere on MySpace, I think it was. That's how I got to know Border Community, and that's how we sent our first Extrawelt demo to Border Community, because I'd heard that terrific track in Sven's set. He's still one of the top DJs, and we're just glad to be releasing on his Cocoon label. Extrawelt's new album, their fifth to date, once again defies pigeonholing. It's super diverse, and yet, or perhaps thanks to that diversity, a very coherent album. Vian Raber tries to describe Extrawelt's style. We see it sort of along the lines of Prince, who once said, "Yeah, I don't do funk, I don't do R&B, and I don't make pop music either. I just make good music," which is basically what we're trying to do too. If you do have to label it somehow, I'd say it's electronic instrumental music, but that's a bit bulky. So call it what you will. Who needs a genre label anyway when we've got a whole extrawelt teeming with influences from decades of electronic music? With the sound of an 808 drum machine, sleazy organ music, or hard techno beats popping up, musical contrasts and shifts are king here. And above all, the melodies, sometimes hopeful, sometimes pretty grim. Speaking of grim, I asked Arne Schaffhausen and Vian Raber about the album title, Distortion, in which dis is spelt with a Y instead of an I.
Wir wollten da auch bewusst ein bisschen abstrakt bleiben, aber natürlich beziehen wir uns da schon auch auf.
We wanted to keep it a bit abstract, but of course we're referring to the whole deluge of news, social media problems, the rise of right-wing populists, the blurring of truths and facts. And yes, it's simply a reflection of the present times and how we feel about what's going on. Of course, it's a portmanteau of the words distortion and dystopia, a bleak view of the future, which is why we spell distortion with a Y. And the longer we turn the name over in our minds, the more comfortable we came to feel with it. Even though it comes across as pretty bleak, I think the music makes up for that a little.
Aber das haben wir dann durch die Musik teilweise zumindest etwas wettgemacht, glaube ich.
Und die Zeiten sind, wie sagte das der Schriftsteller, das Alte ist noch nicht.
As the writer put it, the old world is dying, and the new world struggles to be born. Now is the time of monsters. We're probably in the throes of that upheaval right now, whether we think it's great or whether we want to accept it or not. That's one thing. But a lot is changing in the world, and unfortunately, for the time being, at least as far as we can see ahead, not for the better. If we want things to get better, it's up to us to make it happen. Yes, the world is a bit distorted, and at the moment it's heading towards dystopia, hence the title. Which is not to say that we accept it. No, it's more of a call to one and all to help keep it from becoming a dystopia.
Sondern es ist eigentlich eher eine Aufforderung an alle zu helfen, dass nicht zu einer Dystopie werden zu lassen.
That was Vian Raber of Extravelt talking about their great fifth album, Distortion, which, however, isn't only about distortion and dystopia, but also about beauty and hope. Hope is also writ large on Hazra, a new album by the Munich collective Jizr, in this case, explicitly, Hope for Peace. Salam Aleikum, in other words, Peace be with you, is the title of one of its main tracks. The mastermind behind Jizr is Mohsin Ramdan, a Libyan-born Moroccan musician who came to Munich in 2011 to continue his studies in Germanistik, German language and literature. Raised on classical Arab music and Moroccan influences, Ramdan started up Jizr in 2016, and the band has evolved into an ever-shape-shifting collective. The group are celebrating their 10th anniversary this year with their very own festival. From April the 23rd to the 26th, Jizzer will be gathering at Munich's Fat Cat to present a whole network of artists that has formed up around their music over the years. The music on Jizzer's new album, Hazra, is as diverse as their musical biographies. Mohsin Ramdan explains.
Uns war das sehr wichtig, ein Album zu machen, das nicht einfach Songs aneinander reiht, sondern eher wie so ein musikalisches Tagebuch funktioniert und so verschiedene Momente verdichtet, wie Glück, Trauer, Nachdenken.
It was very important to us to make an album that doesn't just string songs together, but serves more as a kind of musical diary. So it condenses various moments, experiences of happiness, sadness, thoughtfulness, melancholy, joy. And these rapid changes, which we also go through in real life, are roughly what we've tried to condense on this album. It was also important to us to bring together musical idioms that are very far apart without ironing out the wrinkles. For example, Arab music, Gnawa trance music, Bantu music from West Africa, Indian rhythms, Sahara blues and desert rock, and jazz too, as an open-minded approach that runs through these pieces. On the whole, it shouldn't come across as an effect, but as an organic encounter between disparate elements we've gathered together over the past few years on our travels in the world.
Begegnung zwischen verschiedenen Elementen, die wir auch in den letzten Jahren durch unsere Reisen in der Welt gesammelt haben.
A trip across Morocco, organized by the Goethe Institute, provided the inspiration for Jizzer's Hazra album. It took the collective from Marrakesh to the desert, whose vastness and silence informed the album's sound every bit as much as their encounters and spontaneous sessions with musicians who joined them en route. The six Jizzer musicians then recorded the album in Casablanca, a city as diverse and full of contradictions as their album, says Mohsin Ramdan.
Ich habe in diesem Album ganz viele Songs, die mir am Herzen liegen.
Many of the songs on the album are dear to my heart. Hazra, the title track, is the emotional core of the album for me. But I think a track like Salam Aleikum is the right one for Zündfunk, because it's the one that sounds the most hopeful. It simply means peace, which is something we need so desperately in these turbulent times. And wide-open collectives, like Jizzer, are invaluable in these turbulent times. So it's no coincidence that the word Jizzer means bridge in Arabic. Jizzer are building countless bridges across musical, cultural and national borders, even across whole continents, and creating something organic that's quite new and exciting. Here's an excerpt from my favourite number on Hazra. It's called Kerala Express. It's a wild ride, led by the Indian percussionist Kartik Mani and his Gatam, a clay pot whose high-pitched sound whips the musical caravan onwards. Let's wind this popcast down with a brief sortie to the Baltic Sea, to the Eldena Lido on a beach in Greifswald, for a taste of Von Wegen Lisbeth. This Berlin indie pop band can't help wondering aloud what purpose the German Lifeguards Association could possibly serve here, seeing as there's not a soul on the beach. Even the Strandkörbe, the typical Baltic hooded wicker beach chairs, are all chained up. The only thing that might need saving here, sings Matthias Roder, is you and me, though I don't know if there's much left to save. Pretty pithy. Von Wegen Lisbeth definitely have an ear for the little barbs of everyday life and the language we use. Their music, with occasional exceptions, generally drifts along at a leisurely pace. And so much the better. It gives us more time to listen to the lyrics and follow their surprising twists and turns. This is presumably why fellow popcaster Ralph Zummer once described Von Wegen-Lisbeth as a new version of Element of Crime or Die höchste Eisenbahn. While the music isn't exactly revolutionary, it has fine, subtle nuances and charming lyrics. This is David Ingram, signing off on Angie Portman's February Popcast. Ciao for now, and we hope you won't give up hope amid all the current and patently absurd tumult around us. Salam alaikum.
Du hast gesagt, du musst raus und das Meer sehen. Bis Greifswald reicht der Tankrabatt. Gratis Tee im Hotel, das muss er sein. Der Wohlstand einer Hansestadt. Du sagst, du fühlst dich nie so sicher wie beim Fernsehen und dass du da nichts Besseres kennst. Schließlich muss man da nichts entscheiden, endlich wird die Auswahl wieder eingegrenzt. Die Auswahl wieder eingegrenzt. Strand oder ich. Jeden Tag von 10 bis 6 der Rettungsturm besetzt von der DLRG. Fraglich ist, zu welchem Zweck, wenn doch schon im Namen steckt, dass deren Grundidee darauf basiert, dass hier auch Leben ist. Doch ich seh nur einen Strandkorb, der in Ketten liegt. Sind hier nur du und ich weiß nicht, ob's da noch viel zu retten gibt, ob's da noch viel zu retten gibt. Der Strand oder...